You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning and welcome to our worship service. It's good to be with you. We'll be following Divine Service Setting 3, beginning on page 184. And the hymns for today, opening is 844, Lord of All Nations, Grant Me Grace. Hymn of the Day, 842, Son of God, Eternal Savior. Distribution Hymn 613, To Thee, Omniscient Lord of All. 543, What Wondrous Love Is This. 641, You Satisfy the Hungry Heart. Closing Hymn 685, Let Us Ever Walk with Jesus. Two additions to our prayers. Jaden Justice, he is Linda Murillo's grandson. He was in a serious motorcycle accident. We pray for his healing. And then a brother of Mary Gettler, Bernard Nazer, died early this morning. So we'll pray for Bernard's family. Let's begin with our opening hymn.
Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
We allow silence to reflect on God's word and for self-examination. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you for your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Turn to the yellow insert and sing together the intro.
We give thanks for your name, dear.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O Lord of grace and mercy, teach us by your Holy Spirit to follow the example of your Son in true humility, that we may withstand the temptations of the devil, and with pure hearts and minds avoid ungodly pride, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Testament reading is from Proverbs chapter 25. It is the glory of God to conceal things, but the glory of kings is to search things out. As the heavens for height and the earth for depth, so the heart of kings is unsearchable. Take away the dross from the silver, and the smith has material for a vessel. Take away the wicked from the presence of the king, and his throne will be established in righteousness. Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence, or stand in the place of the great, for it is better to be told, "Come up here," than to be put lower in the presence of a noble. What your eyes have seen, do not hastily bring into court, for what will you do in the end when your neighbor puts you to shame? Argue your case with your neighbor himself, and do not reveal another's secret, lest he who hears you bring shame upon you, and your ill repute have no end. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Turn to the yellow insert and sing together the gradual. Is from Hebrews chapter 13. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember those who are in prison as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled. For God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. Keep your life free from love of money, and be content with what you have, for he has said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." So we can confidently say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be led astray by diverse and strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by foods which have not benefited those devoted to them. We have an altar from which those who serve the tent have no right to eat. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy places by the high priest as a sacrifice for sin are burned outside the camp. So Jesus also suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood. Therefore, let us go to him outside the camp and bear the reproach he endured. For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
and stand in honor of the gospel. Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to dine at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, they were watching him carefully. And behold, there was a man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus responded to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. Then he took him and healed him and sent him away. And he said to them, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on a Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out?" They could not reply to these things. Now he told a parable. When he noticed how he chose the places of honor, saying to them, "When you're invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person.' And then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." He said also to the man who invited him, "When you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends or brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. You will be repaid at the resurrection of the just." This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
morning. I've been invited by Pastor Thomas to speak to you. Resemblance is completely by accident. He wanted me to tell you about the count that you heard in the gospel. You see, I was there. I'm the man who had dropsy. And dropsy is one of these afflictions where your body retains water, so you become deformed in appearance. It can be painful as you swell up and your skin gets tight and you're stiff. And it's, to say the least, humiliating. You can't hide it. And the Levitical law says you're unclean, so people don't want anything to do with you. They actually avoid you, and so I was pleased to oblige and stay private when I could. You can imagine my surprise when I was invited by the ruler of the Pharisees to his house for a Sabbath Seder meal. At first, I was honored to be invited to attend a meal with such an important person, knowing that there would be other important people there. I was reluctant to go because of my affliction and not liking to be around other people, but had some hope. Maybe this important man or one of his guests would help me. So I attended. And when I arrived, people were already there. These people that I considered important, well-respected, certainly in the community, they had already taken their places. They were all sitting in the seats of honor. When I arrived, nobody welcomed me. Oh, they saw me, and they whispered and pointed, and I think some snickered. I was feeling self-conscious, as usual. Realized I had made a mistake. So I thought I would leave because these people didn't care about me. But I was about to leave. That's when he arrived. Jesus, you heard. Well, I'd never met him before. I'd heard about him. I'd heard who he was supposed to be. Until that time, I didn't know. There's nothing impressive about him physically. And yet, when he entered the room, he became quiet, tense. And so, I decided that I would go in and observe as Jesus looked around this room, looked at the host, the guests, and then he looked at me, the lowest one in this room, and he came to me. The compassion was obvious in his eyes. He could see my pain, my humiliation, and he lovingly placed his hand on my shoulder. I turned to the host, and the host guest said, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" No one said a word. I knew what the Pharisees had taught about the Sabbath, and they had great regulations to prevent any kind of work or anything that seemed to be of work, to avoid breaking God's commandment of the Sabbath, and so they were quite strict. I knew that they would consider healing work. It was at that moment that I realized why I had been invited. They were using me. They were using me to set up Jesus. They were testing him, and Jesus knew this. I didn't even know who this Jesus is. Blinded by their pride, their ignorance. You know, I heard you singing about him. I heard you proclaiming it in your creed. You know who this is. This is God who's come down. He's left the high place, exalted,
the throne room of heaven. He came down here to be with us. They didn't recognize him. They were so busy being self-important. They didn't know that he had come to fulfill the law and the prophets, the law that they were supposedly experts in. He had come to preach the good news of the kingdom of heaven, to proclaim the good news to the poor, to set liberty captives and those who are oppressed, people like me, like you. He wanted to teach them. He wanted to teach these Pharisees, the guests, who he is, why he had come. But they seemed so unteachable. You could see it in their arrogance, in their silence. But this was not going to stop Jesus from doing what he came to do. He looked at me, said, "Be clean. Go in peace." The relief was immediate. I could feel the swelling go down. I felt peace. It was like I was a new man. I was a new man. Not only healed me, he forgave all my sins. And so I was glad to depart that hostile group. But as I departed, I heard him say to his host and the guests, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on a Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out?" Interesting question. He's teaching them, or attempting to teach them. The answer is obvious. They knew it. I knew it. Jesus knew it. Yeah, of course they would save a son, even an ox, regardless of the law, regardless of that Sabbath law. But they were caught in their pride. They couldn't reply. They would have to admit that they were wrong. As I thought about this question Jesus posed, I was kind of amused with the idea, as Jesus asked them right after healing me, you know, on the Sabbath, did he consider me to be an ox or a son? I mean, I certainly felt like an ox before this group of people. I felt like I was just being used, property dragged before them to be exploited. And that is until Jesus came. And then I felt like a son. He was willing to do anything for me. He was willing to face the consequences of healing me, breaking their laws in order to make me well. Such mercy and compassion he expressed. Oh, he did much more than this. You know this. You've already confessed this. This is why he came down from heaven, to restore this fallen world, to restore us who are diseased, afflicted with sin and all the consequences of sin, to restore creation itself. And nothing would deter him from doing this. Even though the Pharisees and the lawyers would not allow their son to remain trapped in a well on the Sabbath day for the sake of the law, the Heavenly Father allowed his son to suffer and die for the sake of the law. He fulfilled the law. And he still comes. He still comes to the lowly, to the humbled, to the broken, to the afflicted, to heal, to save, to raise them up, even in the presence of the cynics, the scoffers. Well, this morning you have been invited by Jesus to his house. We are in his presence. I heard you humble yourself before him as you've confessed your sins and asked for his mercy. You've experienced hurt from others. You've experienced suffering from affliction. You know what it's like to be self-conscious in the presence of others who look down on you. Jesus sees, he knows. But Jesus is here to make you well, to give you peace, to lift you up, to send you on your way. So we humble ourselves in order to be exalted. We know that if we exalt ourselves in his presence, we humbled. I know what it's like to be humbled, as I was that day with my dropsy, but even before that, before I was afflicted with dropsy, I did have the impression that I was somebody important, and then I realized how wrong I was when people turn away from me and avoid me and make assumptions about what I did or must have done to deserve the affliction. And I know what it's like to be exalted as Jesus did that day, right in front of all those important people, declaring me clean, giving me peace. Well, needless to say, I've been following Jesus ever since. And I tell other people, especially those who are poor and afflicted, the crippled, the lame, the blind, I invite them to the Lord's house to receive his supper, Holy Communion. If you've been humbled by your circumstances, then I encourage you to do the same. To let others know that the Lord Jesus is here, the one who himself has come down to save us, to restore us, to give us peace that passes all understanding. The one who humbled himself so that he might exalt you. I wanted to read what the Apostle Paul wrote. He summarizes this so well. You know this from one of his letters. He says, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." This meal is not for the proud, it is for those who are humble, those who come to receive what he comes to give us, what he has purchased for you with his blood. Forgiveness, life, and peace. I pray that he gives you that today. Amen.
Thank you.
You may be seated for the offering. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For faith to treasure our place of honor at the table of the Lord, which he won for us through his humble sacrifice. And for boldness to spurn the foolish honors of this world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For hearts that trust the love of Christ, that whenever we offend him with our sins, we would quickly come to his house to receive forgiveness from the pastor as from God himself, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For God's holy church here and throughout the world, for all who confess the name of Christ, and for the unity of the church in doctrine and practice, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the family and the home, that it would be a place where we learn, care, and extend God's love to one another, and that the Lord would visit and bless our homes and strengthen and restore our relationships through the healing power of forgiveness. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our nation and those who lead us in this land, for those who serve on behalf of this people, for the nations, that justice and peace may reign, and for courage, that Christians may endure in faith in times of test, trial, and persecution. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who pass through difficult circumstances, the lonely and the persecuted, the imprisoned and the addicted, those suffering from mental distress, those suffering from bodily affliction, and those who grieve, especially the families of Dwayne Drager, Dan Drinkman, and Bernard Nazer, for Bob, Gabby, Vicky, Fred, Anita, Joanne, Lois, Louis, Mary, Harold, Joan, Linda, Marlos, Tim, Jaden, Rick, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marilyn, Marlene, Kathy, Doris, Matthew, Mark, Erno, Jeff, and Ethel, that they would know the comfort of the Lord's promise that he will never leave them or forsake them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For faith to cherish the honor of receiving our Lord's Supper and to spurn all the small and fleeting honors of this world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Hear us, Heavenly Father.
for the sake of Christ Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We continue on page 194 with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Christ, our Lamb of God, have mercy upon us. O Christ, our Lamb of God, have mercy upon us.
thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.